Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome back to I'm Live. My name's Charles de Toey, and I know there's a lot that happened in the tech space, but I thought it worthwhile that we discuss a bit the things that we see and the things that we perceive in tech, right? So first of all, a couple of things that I would like to mention, and that is the first things are the following. Have you noticed that life changed within the last 2 years to such an extent that we have AI everywhere? I remember when a friend told me about ChatGPT, and it was still this dodgy little website that you need to access, and you had this long string of address that you had to type to go there, and you asked it, and it gave these answers, and it was very formal and was very well thought out of. But it was just so weird. And now we have an app on our phone and we use it daily. I don't know about you, but I chat GPT daily. And that's the one thing that I want to address. Are you using artificial intelligence, and are you allowing artificial intelligence to help you with your everyday lifestyle? It is so phenomenal to know that I can ask ChatGPT to diarize or write in my diary the five following statements and five stuff that I need to do then and there, and it does it. The AI does it for me. You can use it to help you streamline your data. You can use ChatGPT to, and there's not ChatGPT, there's stuff from Canva, there's a whole lot of other stuff that we can use. And do we know that how easy life is? So that's actually the point that I want to head out with this evening, that I want you to realize when it comes to technology. Have you noticed how easy life is for us? We speak to our phones, not only to someone on the phone, but you can actually speak to your phone, and your phone can answer you, and your phone can do certain basic tasks on your behalf. I can tell my phone, hey, set an alarm for 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. I want to wake up because the alarm needs to tell me to go to shower. And my phone will do that, right? Have you ever stopped and thought to make the following thought pattern or think the following thing? And that is that we are now living in the space there 50 years ago, probably more, 70 years ago. No one had hot water in their house. No one had hot water in their house. Probably no one in 70 years ago had, a lot less people had flushable toilets in their house. 70 years ago, that's the age of our grandparents, a bit more than the age of our grandparents. No one had hot water. Those people that we love, that write books like Tolkien and C.S. Lewis and George R. Whitefield and Jonathan Edwards, all these old sermons and messages of God that we listen to, they did not have hot water in their house. Can we stop and think about that? Now, the second thing is, can you imagine what would their experience be like if they put on a VR headset or an AR headset? Now, with the Google View, I don't know if you saw that, but you can go into YouTube and type it out, TED Talk, Google VR glasses. The lady is wearing glasses, right? Normal standard glasses. It's not VR like the ones that we've got that you can see nothing out. It's not the Apple one. It's not the huge one. It's just the literal standard. It looks like a reading glass. And she would tell Google, say, hey, Google, did you happen to see where I left my key? And Google will scan everything that it saw through the lens in the last couple of minutes, and it will direct her to the key, right? It can tell her where on the bookshelf the book is that she's looking for by scanning all the titles of the books. You can actually have like Google Maps on your lens. It will show you on your lens, walk here, turn left there, go out there. It is phenomenal. Do we know, have you actually stopped to realize that how easy life is? And yet, we are so unappreciative of it. Yet, when we've got everything easier than it was used to be in the past, we are very unappreciative of it. And we are the generation that suffers the most from depression. Don't know if it's technologically based, but it's just something to consider, and I wish I had the answer to tell you why.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.